There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Trending today.
Okay, so I've got a bit of a selection for you today, Emma. And the first thing I want to start off with is it's something that we've done on the program a few times. It's dad jokes. Now, Tim loves dad jokes. He's a dad. He tells terrible dad jokes. Fine. And there's Def Jam Comedy. They do this series, and it's basically you and I sit in a room and tell each other jokes, and they're kind of supposed to be dad jokes. So the cheesier the better is kind of the way. So I tell you a joke, then you tell me a joke, then, you know, so on and so forth.
Yeah.
So basically, you lose if I laugh. If I tell a joke and you laugh at it, that's a point for me. Then you have to try and make me laugh. So this time, they do it quite often, and I know Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg did a special one for when they were promoting their Daddy's Home film. Anyway, this time, they're doing a festive one, and it's dad jokes. And this is a competition one, so there's a couple of characters. They're all comedians,
okay,
and they have to make each other giggle.
Why was Rudolph asked to leave the party?
Why?
He was too lit.
Why did Santa get a parking ticket?
Why?
Because he parked in a snow parking zone.
Can we end on that one?
Yeah. Okay.
If a child refuses to take a nap, is he resisting arrest?
How do you make antifreeze?
How?
You take away her blanket.
So you can imagine they continue to get cheesier and cheesier as the sort of competition draws to a close. But they did do a festive theme one, which I thought was quite sweet. But yeah, they're terrible jokes.
They're terrible. They kind of make you groan rather than anything else.
That's apparently, according to Tim, that is the sign of a classic dad joke.
Is it?
You have to be embarrassed for the person telling the joke. So yeah, he's got the market cornered. Secondly, completely different direction. Kendrick Lamar has just released his new video for Love. It features an artist called Zachary, and this has had a staggering 10 million views in 2 days. So it's a lot, and you see sort of Taylor Swift, we talk about her quite a bit, and Ed Sheeran, because their videos just skyrocket basically. And this Kendrick Lamar, you wouldn't necessarily expect. We saw with Despacito it kind of evolved through the music video.
Yeah,
so Kendrick Lamar wouldn't normally be in this category, but anyway, this video, for whatever reason, it's quite a cool arty video, as you would expect from Kendrick Lamar, but this is a little bit from his new song Love.
All of us.
Give me a run for my money. There is nobody, no one to run me.
Another world premiere.
So give me a run for my money. Sipping bubbly, feeling lovely. Living lovely.
I don't know why the beginning of that song makes me think of a Justin Bieber tune.
Would you say, is Kendrick Lamar someone you'd be into, or not really your thing?
Not really. It's not really my bag.
Yeah, I quite like him, but yeah, that for some reason, out of all his music videos, this one seems particularly to have taken off. So he's obviously getting the formula right at last. So finally, this is another sort of music-related story. So Jimmy Fallon has a wide range of guests on The Tonight Show, so lots and lots of different kinds of characters. And he's interviewed rap superstar Cardi B. Now, I wouldn't say she's a one-hit wonder, but she's released one song and it's quite famous, and it's called Bodak Yellow. So if you have any young people in your house, or if you're of a certain age, you might recognise this song. I'll play it now. It's something that you might hear more on our sister station rather than Dubai. You might hear Virgin playing this rather than us.
Hello. You can f*** with me if you wanted to. These expensive, these is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes. Hit the store, I can get them both, I don't want to choose. And I'm quick, cutting off, so don't get comfortable. Look, I don't dance now, I make money moves. Say I don't gotta dance, I make money moves.
So that's Cardi B's song. This is just to give you a bit of context before I play the interview. So yeah, it's kind of quite aggressive style of rapping that she's got. And she's quite a young lady, quite a petite lady, but her voice is interesting. When you hear her talk, you're going to be like, oh, wasn't expecting you to talk like that. And she was on Jimmy Fallon. He's interviewing her, and he asks her a few questions about where her name comes from, Cardi B. Unfortunately, I can't explain that because it's not appropriate for daytime radio. And she also talks about her fiance and where she's from and all of those things. And she said, like, I'm really happy. This song has come out of nowhere. I used to be really poor and now I'm really rich and it's amazing. And it's quite an interesting interview. But this, all the videos he's put up this week, sort of sitting at around 1 million views. This, 7.5 million views, wow. This interview. So here's a little snippet of Jimmy Fallon talking to Cardi B.
You are from the Bronx?
Mm-hmm. Ew.
Are you going home for the holidays, the Bronx?
Yep. Oh, yeah, yes. Definitely.
You are, yeah. Mm-hmm. And you said that you're not getting any adults gifts this year for Christmas.
No, because you want to know something? Everybody that I know got kids, and it's just like, that's just a lot of kids. And I got new godkids out of nowhere. You know, once you start making money, everybody wants you to be their kid's godmother. It's like...
But you did get a beautiful gift. Actually, you got a wedding ring from your fiance. You're engaged to Offset there from Migos. He did that live.
Oh,
I mean, brrr, is right. Yeah. I mean, looks gorgeous. Let me see that. Let me see that. Look at that.
Ooh. Don't get too close because I ain't putting no lotion on my hand.
Gotcha.
It's wintertime.
It's a wintertime. I got you. Yeah. Did you know? Look, that is the biggest diamond I've ever seen. Did you have any idea that he was going to do it?
No. I mean, you know, he always used to tell me, like, I'm going to marry you. And it's just like, It's the right thing to do. But I didn't know, you know, I know he was gonna give me a very expensive gift because he wasn't there for my birthday, but I thought he was gonna give me like a watch or something.
She's just insane, isn't she?
Yeah, a little bit.
I mean, it's like, I don't know where that voice comes from. I don't know what it's about, but that is how she speaks. She's 25. She's from the Bronx, as she says there. And I didn't know people in the Bronx spoke like that.
I didn't. It reminds me a little bit like the artist Paloma Faith. Mm. This amazing, incredible singing voice. And then you hear her speak and go, wow.
Yeah. But I mean, this woman is just a character. 25-year-old, and, you know, she's had a massive hit in America. Yeah. It's a Billboard chart 100 top hit and stuff. And it's just, I just think she's really fascinating. But out of all his interviews, and he's interviewed some massive stars the past couple of weeks, this one is by far the most viral and the biggest trending. 7 million views on a 4-minute interview clip where essentially she says nothing.
It doesn't surprise me, though, to be honest with you.
She looks outrageous. She sort of talks quite outrageously. And those noises, what were they about? Absolutely no idea.
Does it not scare you just a little bit that this is what kids these days are having to look up to?
Yeah.
Frankly.
I'm not surprised, though.
Oh, dear. No, yeah. I'm not surprised it got that many views. And as you say, she's a little bit of a crazy character.
Yeah. Old Cardi B. Her sister's called Tennessee. So, yeah, there was some old hoo-ha about names.
Okay.
And you can imagine, you know, the direction that goes. But coming up, you've got the music scoop. What can we look forward to?
Well, it's something that I was just going through, you know, looking at what happened on this day in history in the world of music. And something popped up that I found really, really interesting. And I actually pulled this one out because I thought it would be something that Tim would have been really interested in. So we get to play a whole bunch of bands that Tim might like. So we'll do that in the music scoop next.
You're really taking this to another level with the music scoop today.
Well, it was just something I came across. I had to obviously log online. I was like, what happened on this day in music history? And something popped up that I had never ever heard of, and I was like, that is awesome. And I know it was something that Tim, I think, would really love as well. So we're going to go back to December 1979, and at the Hammersmith Odeon in London, they hosted four nights of concerts for the people of Kampuchea. It was a benefit concert to raise money for Cambodian residents who were victims of the tyrannical reign of dictator Pol Pot at the time. The set of concerts was arranged by Paul McCartney and Kurt Waldheim. They organised the event, and there were artists performing there, including The Clash, Elvis Costello, and many more, including our first artist here.
I really wanna know.
that, of course, is The Who and Who Are You? And I had to pick songs from these artists that were like 1979 or beforehand. Otherwise, of course, they wouldn't have played it. But being able to see The Who then, that would have been absolutely amazing. Also on the lineup, of course, Paul McCartney, one of the organisers. Here he is with his band Wings, Band on the Run. Hard to pick which part of that song to use because it's such an interesting track, that one, with so many different parts to it. The next artist I picked that performed during this four nights of concerts was the only female-led act to perform at the time. Tenders with Chrissy Hynde there and Brass in Pocket. And Natalie, any idea who the band was that opened the series of concerts they performed on the very first night? Any idea who it might be?
The only thing I could think of was Rolling Stones, but I can't. You'll have to give me some kind of clue.
I was really difficult. There were so many songs by this band that I could have picked. The particular song that I did pick has been voted one of the songs that makes you feel the happiest of all time.
Oh, can I change my guess?
Yeah, go on.
Oh, I don't know, actually.
Have a very flamboyant singer.
Queen.
Yeah, there you go. They opened the opening night, and this is Queen. Don't Stop Me Now.
Tonight I'm gonna have myself a real good time. Feel alive, and the world turning inside out. Yeah. I'm floating around in ecstasy, so don't stop me now. Don't stop me, 'cause I'm having a good time, having a good time.
You shouldn't start leaping through the sky.
Don't stop me now.
If you wanna have a good time, just give me a call.
What a voice. The absolutely irreplaceable Freddie Mercury and Queen, Don't Stop Me Now. That's today's Music Scoop. And you know, Queen are back on tour at the moment.
I didn't know that. That is definitely brand new information to me.
They've got Adam Lambert, of course, one of the American Idol contestants.
Yeah, his name rings a bell, but he's a really good singer. He's really good vocals.
Amazing. And he's not trying to be a replacement for Freddie, not at all, because no one can be. But he just goes out there and makes the whole thing his own. And the audience reviews have been absolutely stellar. I'd love to go and see them. That'd be great.
Well, I have to say, Emma, you've made Ranjan smile. He says, Freddie always has the Mercury Rising super track. Thanks, Ranjan. So you've made someone happy this evening with the Music Scoop.
Hooray! That's yes. Good.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.